We're speaking about our God. Our God that took us out of the pit of sin, of death, that has allowed us to be here this morning through His grace and mercy to worship Him, because He's our God. He's greater, He's stronger, He's more powerful than any other. So if you're still not getting your breakthrough yet, you're maybe still tapping into the many others and not have tapped in yet to our God, the power of what our God is able to do. Those viewing through Facebook right now, we welcome you here this day. We pray that you listen intently here this day to what the Lord's about to do right now, here locally and all around the world as I speak right now. In the precious name of Jesus, we all say, amen. You may have your seats here this day. Let's give the Lord a good clap offering. Worship team, you may have your seats. Praise the Lord. I want to thank everyone for coming out here on this beautiful day, this beautiful Sunday. Amen. Let's give ourselves a good clap offering. Amen. We're envisioning that this church is going to get packed out this year. Amen. So we're speaking it, amen, speaking it to us, we're speaking it to the Lord, we're speaking it to that lying devil, amen. So we're going to war. In other words, we're going to have to go fight the fight. We're going to have to go fight the good fight, amen. But I'm real excited here this morning, and I believe there's probably a group that's maybe a little even more excited than I am. Amen. A group of women, amen, that went to the women's conference, amen. It was powerful. Ask me how I know. I watched all the evening sessions and two of the morning sessions. I believe I missed out on one or two of the morning sessions, but them women were preaching. I mean, they knew what they were doing, amen. Powerful, powerful, powerful conference. And because of that, there's going to be seven that are going to be testifying. We're going to have, five are going to be giving 2 minutes testimonies of what the Lord did there at the conference, how He spoke to them. And then I'm going to have Sister Lily is going to be speaking along with my wife at the end. Amen. So are you ready to hear what the Lord did in the lives of the women that went to the women's conference? And the first sister that we're going to call up here this day is Sister Connie. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. 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 Is anybody still excited here this morning? Come on, it's Sunday morning. It's beautiful outside. Amen. I want to thank God for my salvation first and foremost. I'm so grateful. Amen. Going on 5 years of saved. Amen. I'm saved and set free, sanctified. Amen. And that's a good place to give God a clap of praise. Amen. Come on, somebody. I went to a women's convention by faith. It takes about $1,000 to get there, to be there with the hotel, the plane. I don't work as much as I used to, so $1,000 was a lot of money for me. Amen. But I'm glad I sacrificed. I'm glad I sacrificed because God spoke to me there. I have been asking God for a word time and time again. God, give me a word. Use your men of God, your women of God. Give me a word. And God spoke to me this week and He said, I want you to give the word to those people. I want to speak to you that you would give them the word. I don't want to use another man or woman to give you a word. I want you to be the one to give the word. Amen. And that's in line with my calling. I'm called to open a women's home, which I speak out in the name of Jesus by the end of this year. Amen. By the end of this year, amen, we will have a women's home, a running, active women's home. Amen. Women will come from all over the world. Our own women will be saved and set free. They will be risen up, amen, to serve the Lord, amen, just like I have. Just like how God touched my life, amen, that I would be doing all of these things. I never thought I would be in California. I'm going to Jacksonville in a couple weeks, amen. I'm going back to California by the grace of God for World Conference. Amen. It's so important that you get there, that you get a touch from the Lord, amen. World Conference has 8,000 seats in the Anaheim Convention Center. I found that out this weekend. 8,000. Last World Conference, we sent 12,000 to 13,000 people. There's only 8,000 seats. Please register. Register for World Conference. It's $100 for registration. Amen. I'm sending a little shout out. Amen. Because we all know that it's a blessing to go and to be touched of the Lord. Amen. So with that, I just want to thank you. Thank you all. Amen.
Praise the Lord. I love the word women's home. Amen. Victory Home for Women. We're going to have one real soon here in the city of Milwaukee because there's a great need for the women to be able to go to a place to get their life right and keep it right in the power in the name of Jesus. Amen. At this time, we're going to call up Sister Carmen. Amen. As she makes her way forward. Amen. And going to be testifying here this morning. I know she went through a cross rivers, mountains, woods. She went through the desert and everything to get to this conference. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you. I just want to say that I'm just so grateful that the Lord has not took his hand off my life. And he's kept me. He got keeping power. And I'm just thankful. Like, what spoke to me at the conference was not to put new wine in old wineskins. Basically saying, like, you can't take the old past with you to the new, what God's doing for you. And it spoke to me, like, it's so heavy. I'm just like, Lord, thank you for everything that you're doing for me. I don't know where I would be at. Like, literally, I should not be here at all. I should have been dead. I died a couple months ago. But God's grace and mercy, I'm here. And I thank God for that. And I thank God for my pastors and my pastor's wife. And Sister Marlene, I love you so much. Thank you. God bless you guys.
Amen. Praise the Lord. All the women flew together out there. Amen. And there was one woman that got there before all the women did. Amen. That was Sister Julie. Amen. She was flying high. She took another airline. They went American, but Julie went Julie Airlines. As Sister Julie comes and shares what the Lord did for her there at the women's conference. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Can somebody say fuego? Fire! I don't know about you, but God's been better than good to me. I should have been. Lord's been better than good to me. I came to convention to receive a physical healing. And Sister Mary Barajas, Pastor Augie's wife, right covered me. And I am healed by the precious blood of the Lamb. Healed. I am healed. From day one, the fresh fire of God is going to be kept burning in our hearts, over our families, and in our churches. My God. And one of the statements was, you need to recognize the time and season that we're in, because acceleration moves at a particular motion and at a particular speed. And I don't want to blink and miss an opportunity. I don't want to miss it. I'm getting in line. Sister Mitzi dropped it at the end that we need to trade in our lamps for our torches. I don't know about you, but whether I'm being refined in the fire, whether I'm being burned, I've been burned by the fire and I'm still standing. I want to light others on fire for God. I want to still remain. I don't want to miss it. God is good and faithful. I should have been. The Lord's been better than good to me. Better than good. Our God is faithful.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And it brings me with great joy to call my beautiful, beautiful daughter, Bianca Reina, to come and testify what the Lord did in her life. Amen.
Amen. I was really blessed to go this time because I wasn't supposed to go, but my mom called me last minute and was like, do you want to go? And I was like, no, I'm fine. And then I called her back 5 minutes and I was like, you know what? No, I need to go because I feel like I really need God in my life right now. And when I was there, one of the altar calls kept putting a vision of a car in my head and how there's a windshield in front of you and the rear view mirror to show you what you've passed. And he showed me that through my life, I keep looking through the rear view mirror And I'm looking at my past a lot and things I've passed already, and I keep going back to my old ways, and he's showing me to look forward because I have a big future for my life. And so while I was there, I put in my application for the UTC Amsterdam. So the next day, I got the email that they accepted me to go. So in 2 weeks, I'll be going to Amsterdam. And I just can't wait to see what God's not only going to do in my life, but through my life. And so keep me in your prayers, and amen.
Amen. Amen. Looks like I'm going to be able to hold off and get in a new vehicle for me. I'm going to be cruising in Bianca's ride. Amen. I'm going to put a little armor on the tires, give it a little TLC, shine it up. And amen. Praise the Lord. So grateful here this day. At this time, we're going to call Sister Janie up to testify and what the Lord has done in her life. She's been faithful, faithful, faithful. And when you're faithful, the Lord can't help but to speak because he knows you will carry it out.
Amen. I'm just super grateful, amen, that I'm able to go to these different events. I'm grateful for my salvation, that God has touched my life. And I'm grateful for our pastors, Pastor Charlie and Sister Marlene, for investing in me. And Pastor Sunny and Sister Julie, our founders, amen. And when I was there, like, there was just so much that God did in my life. Like, he dealt with me in every area, like literally in every area. And I was just so grateful. I've been debating on what to share because I always try to come up here and relate to where the church is at. But there's just so much that God wants to do. And the first day I got there and God began to minister to me because I'm in this room with leadership. I look over and Sister Julie is right there. And some of you guys might not realize how big that is. You know, like, Sister Julie has planted so many churches all over the world. She saved so many drug addicts. There's been TV shows and different things that follow her because she's making such an impact within the world. And to be so close to her, like, to be in the same room that God sees me fit to be there, and God sees you guys fit to be there too. I know when I went, I was really discouraged, to be honest with you guys. I went and I told God, I can't grow anymore. This is where I'm at. And I don't want to go anymore forward. Like, I'm here. I'm backing up my pastor, but I don't want to stretch anymore. I don't want to expand anymore. This is where I'm at. And I honestly felt inadequate. That's really why I told God that. I told my God that my capacity is right here. And then I look over and I see Sister Julie, and I look over and I see Sister Mary Barajas, and I'm like, man, God, why am I here? Like, and I'm just so grateful for a pastor that believes in me and a pastor's wife that believes in me. And they don't believe in us just to build the church, but to internationally, and we see it taking place. And I really want to encourage you guys. I want to provoke you guys. I want to stir you guys that it's not just a local movement. Like, this is not a local movement. I'm not going anywhere, but this this is not a local movement. Amen. Like, I look around and I'm like, man, we're walking and we see Isaac there just fellowshipping with all the different people. You know, we sent him to the West Coast and we see him. We see him doing a great work there. And then we seen Gary. He was out in the media booth. And then I'm just like, man, we're feeders of this vision. Now, Bianca's going to Amsterdam. Come on, somebody, we can say that this church is international. We were hanging out with Sister Tammy, but I want to let you guys know that God wants to do something personal in your life. And for me, I told myself I'm not going anywhere until there's three Janies in this church. Amen. And I know that I'm called to go, but that means I'm called to raise up too. And I want to let you guys know that you guys are called to raise up people. You guys are called to go, some of you, but if you aren't called to go, we are still raising up people to go into the international, amen, into to feeding this vision, because there's heroin addicts, there's drug addicts, there's people dying. And I pray that you guys are stirred, that you guys aren't satisfied just sitting in your seat. One thing that they said was, your seat is not a small seat. You have a big seat. And sometimes we can look at ourselves and say, God, I can't do this. But the longer that you're sitting there procrastinating and telling God that you can't do it, I want to let you know that people are dying. Amen. And God sees you adequate. See, God sees you fit. And don't question it. I've seen so many people taken out. I know my time is like done. So, but I've seen so many people taken out with so much more talent than me. so much more giftings than me. And I started to tell God, I have no gift. I don't have any big giftings. But one thing I know that I can do is I can speak into somebody's life. And I'm here and I'm not going to question why God chose me, because there's people dying. Amen. So I just pray that you guys stop questioning. Am I adequate? Does God really want to use me? Just jump in before God thinks again. Amen. Because I don't want to give God time to think again. Amen. God bless you guys.
Amen. It's not who we are, it's who Dad is. Amen. We all feel inadequate at times, that we might be able to do this or that beyond these walls real good, but to do the Jesus thing real well, yeah, it's everybody gets those feelings that they can't do it. Amen. But at this time, amen, there's a lot going on in the church right now. We're having powerful leadership meetings that we just started to impact this city. And everybody's sitting on a chair listening to my voice, and even those listening to me through Facebook right now, God has a plan for your life as well as you view there through the comfort of your home. Amen. He's got a plan for your life. And if you want to get a hold of me, and maybe you can't make it to the church, and Pastor, how can I help you from my home? I'll think of something for you to do, intercession. There's many things and many ways you can help if you're not able to make it to the church. Amen. Just give me a call. Amen. So at this time, amen, the last two speakers is Pastor Felipe's wife, Sister Lily, and my wife. Amen. And Sister Lily has been doing really, really, real good lately, and she's overseeing the children's ministry right now. Amen. So if you guys have any problems with your children, you see Liliana Macias. Amen. And if you got real good things to say about your child, you can come and see me. Amen. Sister Lily, praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Good morning, church. I'm excited, amen, to be in the house of God. It feels like I haven't been here in a while, but we were here last week. Amen. We were just gone for a couple days, but I'm grateful, amen, for what God has done in my life. Amen. Now it's been over 10 years of knowing who God is, 10 years of being in the church house. Amen. And I'm just blessed. I have some time here to park and, you know, take my time. Hallelujah. So as we open up our Bibles, I'm going to look at a scripture here in Matthew. Amen. And I'm grateful for the opportunity to speak. I'm grateful for our pastors. Amen. I want to give honor where honor is due. Amen. I'm grateful for our leaders, our shepherds, and the opportunity. Amen. I think sometimes it's easy to say, well, yeah, that person, of course they're up there. You know, that person, of course they went to convention. It's not easy. Amen. It's not easy. It's not, oh, yeah, you know, Connie talked about the amount that it takes. Amen. It's an investment. How many are grateful that we can invest into ourselves? Amen. And I just want to thank, I want to thank God for my husband. Amen. I'm just so grateful that he just is so willing to back me up. Amen. And Pastor Sunny, amen, opened up the leadership sessions talking about validating women. Amen. Validating women. And I think it's a different time in ministry. Amen. As women, we still got kids. Amen. As women, we still have responsibilities at home. And I want to take those responsibilities serious. My children are my first ministry. Amen. So to have to go for a week, for 5 days, and I know some of you saw the posts on Facebook and Instagram of my daughter's hair and had comments to say about her hair and everything. Amen. But he did it. Amen. And I just want to give honor where honor is due. Amen. I'm grateful for my husband that he is, you know, willing to help with my children. Amen. That it's our ministry as well. Amen. That we can do family and ministry together. And thank God for, you know, our neighbors and willing participants in the church house to help with my children. Amen. So I'm just so grateful to even go. On my heart, it was to take my daughter with me, to have her experience. Amen. To have her experience just who God is. Amen. So, but I was glad I was able to leave her behind to enjoy, amen, the time of me. And I didn't miss them till Friday. And so whoever was wondering, amen, it took me a couple days to miss the kids. because everybody was wondering, do you miss the kids on Monday? I'm like, no, it's nice. It's quiet. Amen. With that, I'm going to look at the scripture, Matthew 11:12. I'm reading out of the New King James Version, and it reads, "And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force." Amen. Let's open up in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this opportunity to share. I pray that you open every heart, every mind, Lord Father God. We just thank you for the opportunity to know you, Lord Father God. And I pray that you just stir our hearts with what you want to do in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. You know, like everybody else was sharing, like God gave me a word for myself, gave me a scripture for myself. Amen. And I'm glad that we were able to share it there in the room. Amen. It's a great atmosphere to be amongst women that we can just share and openly cry and all these different things. Right. So it was just a great time to be vulnerable. Amen. So God shared that for myself and for the women that were there in the room. But I believe God gave me something for the church. Amen. And just throughout the week, this is from all the speakers, all the different things that were taking place. And I believe there's 3 points that we can share that we can apply to our church now. Amen. And I'm just grateful too for the international vision. Amen. We can't forget that there's an international work taking place. Amen. And when you go to these conventions, it's great to see it. It's not just us. It's not just us that struggle with these different things that take place. We were talking to a pastor's wife from Liverpool. Like, what? Never in my life would I have an opportunity to speak with somebody from Liverpool. We hear international speakers, amen? So it's always, always, it envisions you. It opens your eyes, amen, to the big, big picture, amen? And then from that, it's, okay, how do we apply it in our local church, amen? Because how many know that the vision is souls, amen? The vision is souls. Sister Mary Barajas had shared that the mission is a vision, and the vision is souls, amen. So souls means that we get to send Bianca to Amsterdam, amen, because then in turn she'll come back and invest into other souls, amen. How many are grateful for that, amen? The 200, some people may look at it and say, oh, they just want to, you know, people in the church. No, that means souls, amen. Every chair in here represents a soul. That represents my children. That represents our loved ones, and we can't forget that. It's not, you know, sometimes maybe some leaders can see like, oh, mega church, what is that? Or why does the numbers even matter? It matters. Don't you think God cares about who comes into heaven? Amen. We're talking about letting people into heaven. Amen. Does anybody get stirred up? Amen. I want to make heaven crowded. Amen. I get ministered to. My favorite time of the convention, and I'm not even going through my notes yet, but my favorite time of convention is a prayer time, the morning prayer time, because there's 2 prayer times. The morning prayer, just, man, it's like a glimpse of heaven to sit there and just worship God, praise and worship. It's a time to exalt God. This is what we're going to be doing for eternity. That excites me. It's a glimpse of heaven. Amen. The worship isn't for us. Oh, worship sounded good. Oh, worship didn't sound so good. No, amen. Worship is for God. Worship is for God. Of course we want to represent well. Amen. How many are grateful that we have great worshipers in our church? But, amen, worship is for God. And I want us to look at ourselves. Amen. My first point here is it's not time to be consumers, but time to be producers. Amen. COVID has done something radical in the culture, in the world, and we can't allow that culture to seep into the church. Amen. Come on, seep. Hallelujah. But it's not a time to be consumers. Amen. Consumers just take. Consumers just, here's my part and let me take. No, it's time to produce. It's time to do our part. Amen. Sometimes even just to stand in the church before we're told to stand. Amen. To stand in the church, to stand for praise and worship. Amen. The worship isn't for us. It's for God. Amen. If a king, if a president, if Kanye West walked in the room, you would stand up, right? We would stand up. Amen. The King of Kings is in the room. Amen. The King is in the room. And when it's time to worship, amen, God ministers to me a lot about my posture. My posture, I want to lay before the King of Kings. Amen. And then there's a time to stand. And then there's a time to stand strong. Amen. Before God. Amen. But it's time for us to do our part. Amen. We got to examine ourselves. Amen. It's not good enough to just watch. Amen. How many are grateful for the live? Amen. I'm grateful for the live. I'm grateful that those that are able to be tuned in. Amen. But there's some that can make it to the church house. There's some that can make it here. Amen. And I want to challenge you. Amen. I don't want to convict you. Amen. I don't want to condemn you. Like, allow God to convict you. It's not a condemnation thing. Amen. I want you to get so stirred up to say, I need to get in that room. I need to get there. Amen. And another point that was said was that feeling the urgency, it's not a response. Amen. We need a response and action behind our feet. It's not just a feeling. Ooh, I felt that. Ooh, that was a good word. Amen. No, it's a response. We have to put feet to it. Amen. And the second point I want to share is when God is about to do something, he shows you the true condition of your heart. Amen. He shows you your heart's condition. Where are you at? Amen. When God is about to do something, something new, amen. And how many are believing that in our church, we're going to do something new? Amen. When God is about to do something new, he shows you the true condition of your heart. Amen. Where's our heart at? Amen. Are we stubborn? Hello, somebody. Amen. And these are areas that minister to me first. Amen. And that's why I'm sharing it with us, because it ministered to me first. Amen. Are we stubborn? I know I went to convention with a wounded heart. A heart that was like, you know, hurt. Amen. But talking amongst our sisters and just sharing and hearing from Sister Tammy. I love Sister Tammy. Amen. She discipled me, took me right under her wing. Amen. So it was great to reconnect. And, you know, how many opportunities do we get like that? I know a lot of us wish like, oh man, I would love to talk to that sister. Amen. Just do it. Just get connected. Amen. But amen. What is our heart's condition? Amen. Where does our heart sit before God? And God is going to deal in our heart's condition. Amen. I know for myself, you know, even having a daughter, it brings up issues I thought I had dealt with. It brings up issues that I dealt with in high school. Like, what? I'm grown. I'm 31 this year. Hallelujah. But how, you know, areas come back up. But I'm believing God that he'll continue to do it. It's a continual thing. Amen. There's a process of sanctification. Amen. There's sanctification that takes time. Amen. So I'm believing that I'm in that process. Hallelujah. My third point that I want to share is that the most difficult thing is to get to the place that we need change. Amen. To understand that, okay, in my personal self, I need to do something different. Amen. I can see it for someone. I can say, oh, you know, well, if my husband did this, right? I don't know about you, but that's where I go first to, oh, if that person did this better, if that person this or that, if my children acted this way. But how many know that we can't control how somebody else acts, how somebody else reacts, but we can control our own selves. Amen. Amen. But that area of change, and I know by faith that we're speaking that our church culture is going to change. Amen. I'm believing for a cultural thing that it's, you know, it's not, hey, sister, we need to go pray at the altar. That it's, you know, that you feel out of place when you're not at the altar praying, worshiping. Amen. It has to be a culture. Amen. And I know we have a culture of people that love God in this place. Amen. We have a culture of people that have faith, but now it's time to activate, to accelerate it. Amen. And that's the whole point is acceleration is doing it quicker. Amen. I've been saying for 10 years, like, I want to move quicker in these next 5 years, in these next however many years I have. Amen. In this ministry. Amen. So with that, even someone said in the convention, amen, to have a youthful zeal, right? A youthful zeal, an excitement, a young person excitement, but without the youthful disorder. Amen. And I'm passionate. I know we did the giftings test. And for me personally, like leadership, it came up in my giftings and now it's easy to see. Now it's easy to see like, oh man, that bothers me when there's no disorder. Amen. And I'm grateful for that opportunity to bring order into the children's ministry, to bring order into whatever area I'm asked to. Amen. But we need to have that youthful zeal, that excitement. Amen. How many know that the young people bring in excitement? I don't know. Do I have any young adults in the house? Amen. This morning? Any young adults? Any students? Amen. There's an excitement when they walk in the room, right? There's an when we have the UTC here in the house. Amen. When there's a bunch of them, right? We can do that same thing. Amen. It's that same excitement, that same zeal for the things of God. Amen. But also with an order. Amen. I don't know about you, but I get frustrated with disorder. Amen. my children. If I don't have them in order, it's frustrating. Where's the shoe? Where's the diaper? Where's the, you know? And it's just so frustrating, amen? And it happens. It happens, amen? But what is our part to bring order? What is our part to bring together, amen, what God has placed, amen? We hear the scripture. We've heard it preached, you know, together, the body of Christ coming together, amen? And I'm passionate about bringing those things together, those passionate. What are you good at? What can we bring to the table, amen? And I think that's where our ministry is headed. I mean, that's the whole point of a specialist, is to know what you do best and do it at your best. Amen. Again, the mission is the vision, and the vision is souls. Somebody say souls. Amen. Somebody say souls. Amen. And the violent take it by force. Amen. I know for myself, I was ministered even through Third Wave Con. Amen. We tuned in online. My husband and brother Alberto were able to go. But I was ministered to that. We're passive people. We're passive. And again, it's for myself too. We're passive. We don't move until somebody says to move. Amen. When the Lord is saying to move, amen. The Lord is saying it's time to get stirred up. Amen. First in our hearts, first in ourselves. And then how do we bring it to the table? How do we present it before God? How do we get involved? How do we go beyond being consumers? Amen. Amen. It's time for souls. Amen. And with all that, we're just going to close out in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Father God, for all that you've done. I thank you for your word, Father God, and I pray that you seal it in our hearts, my God. Oh, God, I pray that you give us just an assertiveness, my God, a confidence in who you are, that we may be able to come to your throne, my God, with the confidence and with the boldness, Lord, Father God. I thank you, and I just pray for Sister Marlene as she comes and shares next, my God, that you continue to pour out your anointing in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen, amen. Great word, great word. We have a theme here for this season, amen. We have and it's Operation SOS 200, amen. Let's give the Lord a good clap offering, amen. And we're going to accomplish it, but we need everyone to do their part, amen, for us to be more effectively here this year. Our next speaker is my beautiful wife, amen, and as she makes her way forward, and yesterday, before I started getting the house real nice and clean, I didn't want her to do nothing, amen, and I mean, I spent hours scrubbing the house down, amen. Then I got to the washer, we got new washers and dryers, those big fancy ones with all these controls on it. And it was so embarrassing. I didn't know how to use that washer or the dryer. So here I am all convicted in the washing machine room, amen, looking at a washing machine and the dryer, not knowing how to use it. So what did I do? Did I YouTube it? I called my wife. Good thing she was there. Okay, love, the clothes is in there. What do I do now? Press the on button. I said, I know that. There was all these lights that looked like a robot. All these things were doing all this weird stuff. I didn't want to press the wrong button, amen. But nevertheless, it got done right. And I says, I got to learn more stuff, man. I got to learn more stuff. But with that, I'm so great, happy that she's back and everything. But at this time, with the love of my life that I love with all my heart, 23 going on 24 years, the pastor's wife, better known as Sister Marlene Reina. Amen. As she speaks here this day. Give me a kiss.
Amen. I know God is moving. Amen. There's an acceleration, right? The theme of our ministry is it's time for acceleration, right? There's an acceleration taking place. And there's acceleration taking place in my life. Ask me how, Sister Marlene. Well, I'm using the iPad now. Like, God is, man. No, this is my first time using the iPad. I'm like, kind of nervous. I'm like, I don't know if I could do this. But, amen, I'm excited. I'm excited to be back. We had an awesome time in California. The preachings were powerful, altar calls. I mean, it was on-time messages, you know, for what's taking place right now in our ministry. And I'm grateful for the women that went, you know, with us. And, you know, and I'm excited for what's you know, for what God is going to do in our ministry, you know? And guess what? If you stick around, you're going to see what God's going to do. You're going to be a part of what God's going to do. Amen? So with that, I'm going to open up in a word of prayer. Father, I just thank you right now. I'll give you all the honor, all the glory, Lord. Pray that you would have your way this morning, God, that you would speak, God. Lord, that you would move me to the side, God, and that you, oh God, would speak to your people, God, to your sons and your daughters, God. And Lord, we thank you for your word, God. Thank you for this time, God. Prepare the hearts and minds in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So the title of my message is Don't Miss the Time. Don't miss the time. And Martin Luther King Jr. said, the time is always right to do what is right. All right? The time is always right to do what is right. And I'm going to go to Ecclesiastes, a very well-known scripture. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1 through 15, and we're going to be reading out of the New Living Translation. And it reads, for everything there is a season, a time for activity under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to harvest, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build up, a time to cry and a time to laugh, a time to grieve and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to turn away, a time to search and a time to quit searching, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be quiet and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. What do people really get for all their hard work? I have seen all the burden God has placed on all us, all. Yet God has made everything beautiful for its own time. He has planted eternity in the human heart. But even so, people cannot see the whole scope of God's work from beginning to end. So I concluded there is nothing better than to be happy and to enjoy ourselves as long as we can. And people should eat and drink and enjoy the fruits of their labor, for these are the gifts from God. And I know that whatever God does is final. Nothing can be added to it or taken from it. God's purpose is that people should fear him. What is happening now has happened before, and what will happen in the future has happened before, because God makes the same things happen over and over again. Amen? How many know that there is a time, amen? There's a time for everything. And right now, our ministry, amen, there's a time for acceleration. There's an acceleration taking place right now. When God is at work, how many know that nothing can stop God? When God is working, nothing can stop him, amen? Right now in our ministry, there's a divine acceleration taking place. This is a divine acceleration taking place. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to miss it. I don't want to miss it. Come on, how many don't want to miss it, right? How many know that we miss a lot of things in our life, right? I know I can be the first one to raise my hand and say, I've missed it a lot. I missed it a lot, amen? And you can probably say you've missed it a lot, you know? But we're at a place and time in our ministry that we can't miss it. We can't miss it. We are entering into a divine acceleration. And how many know that Pastor Sonny, our founder, said that we're in a five-year window? God is doing amazing, exceedingly beyond what we can even think or imagine. God is moving fast. And I don't know about you, but I want to be part of it. Today, I was just watching the news yesterday, and I was so troubled, you know, seeing what's taking place with Ukraine, you know, and Russia, and it's just like, it's crazy, you know, and, you know, United States doesn't want to get involved. And these people in Ukraine are crying out like, help us, you know. And, you know, tell them, you know, no fly zone. And Biden doesn't want to get involved. And it's like seeing all these innocent people dying. These people, amen, that, you know, they didn't ask for this. They didn't ask to go to war. They didn't ask for their homes to be blown up. But today we're seeing chaos and we're seeing disorder in our world. But I want to let you know today that God has got you covered, amen? We got to know that God has got us covered, amen? That even during all this chaos and disorder, if you have God in your life, amen, you don't have to worry. How many know that we got to pray? We got to pray for Ukraine, right? We got to even pray, amen, for the Russian president. We got to pray for him. When God says it's time for acceleration and unstoppable momentum, we got to get ready. And right now, amen, we got to get ready because there's an acceleration. There's a momentum right now. There's a momentum, amen? And if you are not in the flow of it, it's going to keep going. It's going to pass you by. And I don't know about you, but I want to be part of that flow. I want to be part of that momentum, amen, that's taking place in our ministry. You got to look for it. You got to watch for it, and you got to expect it. We got to be men and women that are looking for it, right? Because we miss it a lot. We got to, you know, be intentional, watching for it and expecting it. Today, I want to declare that things are going to happen so fast that it's going to amaze you. I want to declare, I want to speak into your life today and let you know that God wants to move in a supernatural way in your life, amen? It's going to amaze you. When we went to Women's Convention, you know, and Bianca wanted to go, I was like so excited that she wanted to go, amen? I mean, I think it's been a while since she's gone to a women's convention or a leadership retreat. It's been a you know, a couple of years. But I knew it would be, you know, like an opportune time for her, amen, because of what's taking place. And I'm amazed, amen, to see how God works, amen. Like, she went to women's convention and God spoke to her, you know. It wasn't me, it wasn't Pastor Charlie, right? It was God. But if she wouldn't have gone, maybe she would have missed that opportunity of God speaking to her, you know? And sometimes we can miss the opportunity. We can miss the opportunity. God is always speaking, but are we listening? Sometimes we can miss the voice of God. Sometimes we can miss truly listening. You know how they say a lot of times we hear, but we're not truly listening. Right? Or we hear what we want to hear, right? What is it called? Selective hearing. Amen? How many know a lot of us have selective hearing, right? And we only hear what we want to hear. But we need to listen to the voice of God. I don't know about you, but it's in that time of prayer that God speaks. Amen? It's in that intimate time with God. And if you close your eyes and if you listen, God will speak to you. Because how many know that we're always rushing, going back and forth, we're doing this and that, and we're all over the place. And we're not making that time for God. We're not making that time for God to speak. And we can miss it. Don't miss it. Don't miss out. Don't miss the time. Everything has its time. Today, I'm here to say that your time is now, Victor Arch Milwaukee. Men and women, your time is now. God wants to do something now in your life. Not tomorrow, amen? Not next week. God wants to do something now. But are you open to it? Are you open to what God wants to do? I'm here to say that your time is now. Don't miss out on what God has in store for your life, what God has in store for your family. Amen? What God has in store for your ministry. Time doesn't stay still. How many know that? Time don't stay still, and it's not going to wait for you. The time is not going to wait for us. How many know that time, it keeps going, right? You know, we see the hand, tick, 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 it just keeps going. Around and around, amen? And I look at my life and I'm like, wow, I'm going to be 47 years old. Where did all the time go? You know? I remember when I was 20. I remember I can think back to when I first got saved. And I'm like, wow, time goes like that. It's like the blink of an eye. And I want to do whatever I can do. I want to do my part, amen? I want to do what God has called me to do. I don't want to miss it. So ask yourself, what am I doing with the time God has given me? Really ask yourself, what are you doing for God right now? What are you doing? You know, what are we doing? What are we giving to God? What are we doing for the kingdom of God? You know, how are we helping to build the kingdom of God? Right? Because Sister Lily says, you know, we've been hearing it. It's about souls, you know? It's about souls. It's for those men and women that are out there, right? We all have a part in this church. We all have a part in this ministry. Each and every one of you here today and those of you that are watching, you all have a place at the table. You all have a place at the table. But it's up to you whether you want to sit at the table. See, I can't make you sit at the table. And you got to get to that place in your walk with God that you have a conviction in your life to do all that God has called you to do. Because you know what? Time is not going to wait for us. And you're going to look back and say, wow, why didn't I move on it? Why didn't I move on it? We all have a part in this church, in this ministry. We all have a place at the table. And in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 through 16, it reads, so be careful how you live. Don't live like fools. The Bible's saying this, not Sister Marlene. So be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. I don't know about you, but I want to be a wise woman. I want to be a wise builder, amen? Don't miss the time God has given you. Make the most of every opportunity. God gives us opportunity every single day. But a lot of us, we miss it. We miss it. I'm going to say it. I missed it. I have missed it. You know, but I want to get to a place that, come on, Marlene, you can't keep missing it, girl. We can't get to a place that we're always missing it. And God's trying to use us, but we keep missing it. Opportunity will only come if you are in position. If you're out of position, it's not going to come. You got to be in position. We got to be in position. How many want to build our church? How many want to see these seats filled? How many know we got a lot of chairs in here, right? How many want these seats to be filled? Not just with those that are out there, but your family. Right? We got family that's hurting. Opportunity will only come if you're in position. And I like the quote that Sister Vicki Lloyd said. She's from England? Oh, Manchester, England, right? She gave a powerful word. And she said, if you're not in line, get behind. She said, if you're not in line, get behind. And today, a lot of people, you know what they want to do? They want to cut in the line. They want to cut in the line. How many know? How many of you, I mean, all of us were young, right? We were in school and there were the cutters, right? Right? I wasn't a cutter. I was never a cutter. I never liked to do that because I was like, I'm not going to cut because, you know, I don't want people cutting in front of me. Even today, like, I don't want to cut in front of anybody, you know? If you're not in line, get behind. You can't cut in line. You can't be a cutter. Amen. You can't think that you can just, you know, that you're going to be able to, you know, get by through shortcuts. You know, there's no shortcuts in Christ. I'm going to read a poem. How many know I like poems? Amen. All right. It reads, no time for God. I knelt to pray, but not for long. I had too much to do. I had to hurry and get to work, for bills would soon be due. So I knelt and said a hurried prayer and jumped up off my knees. My Christian duty was now done. My soul could rest at ease. Now, all day long, I had no time to spread a word of cheer, no time to speak of Christ to friends. They laugh at me, I'd fear. No time, no time, too much to do. That was my constant cry. No time to give to souls in need. At last, the time to die. I went before the Lord, I came. I stood with downcast eyes. For in his hands, God held a book. It was the book of life. God looked into his book and said, your name I cannot find. I once was going to write it down, but I never found the time. Come on. How many don't want to hear that? See, we don't want to make the time for God. But we're expecting to get into heaven, right? We're expecting to have our name written in that book of life, you know? But we got to make that time for God. And I believe, I truly, truly believe, man, if we're truly seeking God, if we're truly seeking God, amen, if we're truly seeking God, that every single one of you would be, you know, part of a ministry, you know, not hesitating, because God wants to use every single one of you. He doesn't just want to use you sometimes. He wants to use you all the time. He wants to use your life every day, not just once in a while. He wants to use us every single day. Sister Mitzi, this is a quote she said, amen. She was the one that talked about, you know, turning our lamps into torches. She said, we have all received the same invitation, all of us in here. All of us in this room, those of you that are watching, we have all received the same invitation. No invitation is greater than the next one. My invitation is not greater than yours. Your invitation is not greater than mine. We have all received the same invitation. And we all have the same amount of time in the day. But what are you doing with the time God has given you? What are you doing? We can get so caught up in day-to-day activities, amen? But what are we doing to build the house of God? What are we doing to build the kingdom of God? What are we doing, amen, to add souls into heaven? And I'm not here to discourage you. I'm here to encourage you here today. You know, because I believe in you. Pastor Charlie believes in you. Amen. God believes in you. How many know that God is our biggest cheerleader, right? How many know that there's a cloud of witnesses cheering us on? You know, when I go through my hard days and when I go through hard times, I always think of Pastor Herb in heaven cheering me on, saying, you know what, Marlene, come on, Marlene, you can do this. Marlene, you got this. I think of that all the time. I'm like, Pastor Herb's in heaven. He's watching over me. And when I'm going through it, he's telling me, come on, Marlene, you can do it. You got this, Marlene. Don't miss it this time, Marlene. What are you doing with the time God has given you? Don't miss a time. God is calling us to accelerate, but it won't happen if we don't move on it. Acceleration is in constant motion, right? There's a constant motion taking place right now, you know? I don't know about you, but I want to be in that motion, you know? And there's a lot of people, you know, that, you know, they're missing it. They're missing, you know, their opportune time to be used for God. Don't miss your time. Don't miss your opportunity. Amen? Don't miss your opportunity. I'm excited to be in our ministry. The time that we are right now, I'm so excited to be in our ministry because God is moving. You know, I was, you know, listening to the messages and it was just like, even like the young people, I'm like, wow, these young people, they, you know, it was a pastor's wife and she was saying, wow, look at these young girls, like giving the word. Like they don't have all the issues and things that we had, you know, they come with that confidence and, you know, they don't have all those issues and fears and anxieties that like we used to have, you know? And I was like, wow, you know, it's so exciting to see where our ministry is going. And, you know, just to see people from other countries, you know, like Sister Lily said, it's not just here. You know, we're an international ministry. An international ministry, and God is moving in our ministry all over the world. I'm excited for Bianca to go to Amsterdam. You know why? Because I know that's the beginning for Bianca, amen? That's the beginning. I don't know what God has in store, you know? Of course, we want her to come back to church. Of course, we want her to come back, you know? But, you know, I want to be able to have an open-hand policy. You know, I don't want to keep Bianca to myself. You know, I want God's will to be done in her life.
And I don't want to keep God's will from Bianca's life. Amen? So I'm grateful. I'm grateful where, you know, I'm at today. How many know that we got to continue to keep growing, right? We can't get relaxed. We got to keep growing. We got to keep growing, amen? And I want to keep growing, amen? I want to be a part of what God's doing, and I don't want to miss it, amen? I don't want to miss what God's doing. I'm excited for World Conference. I'm excited, amen, to see all our family together again. And I pray that you also make that time to at least try to go. Even if you can't go for the whole week, go for a couple days, you know? But World Conference is like our Super Bowl, you know? It's like, I don't know what you would call it. It's a big event, amen? And it's awesome, you know? And I also been given an opportunity. I was given an opportunity, and I did not say no. So those of you, amen, don't miss that opportunity. When something comes your way, don't say no. Say yes. Even though you don't know how to do it, you don't know what's taking place, say yes. God wants to grow you. And I know through this, me saying yes at this time, I know God's going to grow my life. Amen? So don't miss it. Amen? Don't miss it, people. Those of you that are watching, don't miss. Don't miss the time. Amen? Don't miss it. Amen? So I'm going to close in a word of prayer. Amen? Father, I just thank you right now. I thank you for your word, God. Lord, help us to be those people that don't miss it. That don't miss it any longer, God, that we would hear your voice, God. God, that we would, Lord, make the most of every opportunity, God. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for calling us, God, and choosing us, God. And I pray, God, that everybody get on board. I pray, Father God, that we would come together as a team, God. That as we come together as a team, God, that we become stronger and unified, God. And we're able to do, God, what you've called us to do, God. Let us sense the urgency, God. There's an urgency taking place, God. And we thank you right now, Father God. We thank you, Lord. Bless your people, God. Bless your people in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Preach it. Amen. Don't make the pastor look bad. Amen. Well, Bianca, Marlene says she had the open hand policy, and I'm going to have the close hand policy to bring you right back over. I'm just joking, Pastor Felipe. It was a joke. It was a joke. Amen. Half joke. But powerful, the sisters. Let's give the sisters of the church a great, great clap offering. Here this day, you can see the progression of growth, you know, from Bianca just going then, you know, all the way to Lily and then my wife. It's progression of growth when you get, you know, in position and you answer the call, your life will start growing in the things of the Lord. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 15. And the Bible says, so be what is happening now has happened before, and what will happen in the future has happened before. Because God makes the same thing. Listen to that. God makes the same things happen over and over again. How can God do something new by using the same things over and over and over? Answer is, because we never answer the first time he wants to do something in our life, so he has to keep saying the same things over and over and over again. And even though he has said it over and over again, it'll never become something new until we do it. See, God can't do something new just by speaking to your life. It becomes new when you do what he has called you, whatever it may be, to do. Amen? God makes the same things happen over and over again. Because he continues to work with his sons and daughters over and over again, because he knows he can do it. How many are in the over and over cycle right now? Where it has to be said over and over and over and over, the same things of the past are still the same things of the future, and over again. We serve a compassionate Father, but we have on the 18th, I believe, of this month, is we're having the regional there, at Chicago North. I'm making an announcement that for that Friday, we're going to close the church doors. Amen? So we really want everybody getting on board and making your way to Chicago North for that Friday evening regional service where the whole region is going to be coming together. Amen? There's going to be papers on the doors outside says no service. Amen? So let's do our best to make it there. At this time, amen, let's just stand. God is doing something new. And that's the scripture right there, Isaiah 43:19. Amen? See, I am doing doing a new thing. Have you already begun? Do you not see it? What does it say? I have already begun. Do you not see it? You got to be looking for it, like my wife said, to be able to see what God is doing. But at 1 o'clock today, we're going to be hitting the streets. Amen? Let's give the Lord a good clap offering. Amen? We're going to go evangelize and win over the souls. Amen? Operation SOS 200 is taking place today. It's not just being talked about. It's not just being seen. But we're going to go be about it. For God can do something new in somebody else's life through your life. Something new in somebody else's life through your life. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We love you. Give you all the glory and all the honor. We thank you for the testimonies, the two devotions that were given here this day, Lord Father God. We thank you for the anointing that has fallen here this day, Lord, not only upon us, but that's going to be carried forth beyond the walls, Lord, to those that are lost and bound, that are hurting, Lord Father God. We're going to bring them the good news and the bad news days that we live in, Lord Father God. We're going to bring your word, what you're able to do in a man's life, in a woman's life, in a young adult's life. Prepare us this day, Lord Father God. We thank you in faith in advance for Operation SOS 200, Lord, that you are a part of. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We love you, and we all say in one accord, amen. Let's give the Lord a good clap offering, amen. Those viewing through YouTube and Facebook, amen, through media, God bless you. We love you, and everybody says amen.